Sawyer mentioned here that salt spit skin is used to differentiate between bullous pemphigoid and EBA. Kindly correct it here. I by mistake said that it is bullous. Actually noticed the difference between bullous pemphigoid and EBA. For that we perform the salt split skin. Then important differences between pemphigus vulgaris and paraneoplastic pemphigus. We know that both of them are the blistering disorders, but the paraneoplastic one is a more severe form of the immunobullous disorder. Both have flaccid blisters and erosions, but in paraneoplastic, tense blisters resembling bullous pemphigoid and EM-like lesions along with lichenoid eruption may also be present. Palms and soles are usually spared in pemphigus vulgaris, but it is usually involved in paraneoplastic pemphigus. Pruritus is not usually common, and paraneoplasty is extremely pruritic condition. So paraneoplastic is also associated with internal malignancies, although pemphigus vulgaris is also associated with hematological malignancies, but it is more so associated with paraneoplastic pemphigus. The causes of death in paraneoplastic pemphigus not only includes septicemia, but also multi-organ failure due to granular cytopenia and due to progressive respiratory failure caused by bronchiolitis obliterans, which is not a complication in case of pemphigus vulgaris. Then we have a regime which is known as the DCP therapy. It is another name for the pestiferia regime, in which we use dexamethasone and cyclophosphamide, which I've discussed in detail during the management plan of the immunobullous disorders. One thing to remember is that it is given slowly over 2 to 3 hours, because if we give it at a fast rate, then it may be associated with complications like arrhythmias, hypotension, and electrolyte shifts.